We actually don't see with our eyes. We see with our brains. Our eyes are like cameras that capture light and sends it to the brain, where the brain processes this information and turns it into an image. Now, studies have shown that more than 80% of our memories will have been programmed into our brains through our eyes, and that over 90% of everything we will ever learn will have been programmed into our brains through our eyes. In teaching about the eyes, Jesus said, "No one lights a lamp and then hides it or puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when it's unhealthy, your body is filled with darkness. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. If you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant, as though a floodlight were filling you with light." You see, the eyes transmit information to the brain through light. The dimmer the light, the harder it is for the eyes to relay an accurate information to the brain. And if there is no light, the eyes can't relay any information to the brain. Jesus taught that the eyes, through light, capture what's happening on the outside in order for the brain to be able to make an enlightened decision. He also compares a healthy eye with an unhealthy one. The healthy eye transmits accurate information to the brain, and the unhealthy eye transmits inaccurate information to the brain. So, here's three lessons we can extract from Jesus' teaching. What you allow to enter through your eyes will have a profound impact on your perspective in all areas of your life. Healthy eyes will allow you to see the dangers on the road of life. Unhealthy eyes will eventually lead you to crash on the road of life. Lesson number two, what you allow to enter through your eyes will determine the sensitivity to light. If you expose your eyes to darkness, then they become oversensitive to truth. And third and last, the best way to understand darkness is not to expose yourself to darkness, but rather to walk in the light. The eyes do not have the ability to capture darkness. Therefore, for the brain to see what's hiding in the darkness, the person needs to walk in the light.